Summing up,
the eukaryotic genome. The genome of eukaryotes is organized into chromosomes. It contains repetitive sequences as well as sequences that are not transcribed. Telomeres protect the ends of each chromosome. Transcription takes place in the nucleus and translation in the cytoplasm. Many genes are interrupted and complex regulation mechanisms are present. Regulation before transcription. Transcription is made possible by a process of remodeling of the chromatin, which breaks up the nucleosomes. DNA wrapped around the histones. In the nucleus, the euchromatin, DNA transcribed in mRNA, and heterochromatin, untranscribed DNA, are distinguished in interphase. In female mammalian cells, one of the two X chromosomes is always condensed to form the bar body. Regulation during transcription. Different cell types express different genes because of differential transcription. Genes that are to be transcribed simultaneously contain the same regulatory sequences and are regulated by the same transcription factors. Gene amplification permits the cell to have many copies of the genes that encode necessary proteins in abundance. Alternative splicing during maturation of the mRNA leads to production of multiple proteins from the same gene. Regulation after transcription. Translational controls regulate the quantities of proteins produced. A protein is sent to the proteasome to be broken down by way of the ubiquitin bond. Antibodies. Antibodies are proteins with a defensive function that recognize the antigens on foreign substances. They belong to the class of immunoglobulins and are formed by two heavy chains and two light chains. Each chain has a constant and a variable region. Each B cell produces multiple antibodies due to alternative splicing of the mRNA and other mutational mechanisms. Repetitive sequences. Highly repetitive sequences are mini-satellites and microsatellites. They are not transcribed in mRNA, and their role is unclear. Moderately repetitive sequences are the genes that encode tRNA and rRNA. Transposons are fragments of DNA that are moved into new sites of the genome without being replicated. Retrotransposons make a copy of themselves that is inserted at another point in the genome. Gene structure. Transcription is started by the promoter and finished by the terminator. Pre-mRNA undergoes a process of splicing by the ribonucleoproteins, SN, R, and P, that bind the consensus sequence at the border between stretches of non-coding DNA, introns, and coding sequences, exons. The spliceosome cuts out the pre-mRNA, eliminates the introns, and joins the exons together. Maturation of the mRNA is completed with the addition of a cap from G to 5 prime and a tail from poly A to 3 prime that facilitate binding with the ribosomes and protect the transcript. The genes present in multiple copies within the genome may undergo various mutations, giving rise to gene families that also include non-functioning pseudogenes. Embryonic development. This includes proliferation by mitosis, differentiation into various cell types, morphogenesis, and organization into organs and systems. The differential expression of genes during development of an organism allows for production of different cells that have the same genetic heritage. Morphogens regulate differential expression based on the position of the various cells. Some cells must undergo programmed death, apoptosis, to assume the correct form. In Drosophila, The sequential expression of various transcription factors determines the organization of the body segments. Genes with maternal effect expressed by the ovarian cells are distributed in the egg and determine the position of the head and tail. Genes for segmentation, gap, pair rule, and for polarity determine the number and position of segments, and homeotic genes, HOX, control the identity of each segment. They contain the entire homeobox sequence that encodes a small peptide that can recognize the promoter of the genes to be activated.